撒母耳记下第十一章。
Second Samuel chapter 11。
我们读第一节到第五节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 5。
我们本来想这个最近今天交通的读到十一章跟十二章，但是因为时间的关系，我们不可能都把它读一下。
Today we'll be fellowshipping on chapters 11 and 12, but because of time, we won't be reading all the verses.
请 Minova 给我们读第一节到第五节。
Now it came to pass in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said,Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house. And the woman conceived, so she sent and told David, and said, I am with child.
再读第十四节到第十五节。
To read verse 14-15.Then in the morning it was so that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, Set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle and retreat from him, that he may be struck down and die.
我们看见下面就是乌利亚就被杀死了。
And we see in the following that Uriah was murdered.
当这个大卫犯了罪以后，我们再读到二十七节。
So after David has sinned, we will come to verse 27. And when her mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
这里看到大卫犯了罪，在神这里说，这个耶和华甚不喜悦。
Here it says that after David sinned, it was displeasing to the Lord.
我们再看第十二章。
And we see in chapter 12.
第一节说，耶和华差遣纳丹去见大卫，纳丹到了大卫那里，对他说，我们就停在这里。
In verse 1 of chapter 12 it says, Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him.
当大卫犯了罪以后，神就差遣先知纳丹去见大卫。
After David had sinned, the Lord sent a prophet to David.
那我们就看见这个纳丹对大卫说了一个故事。
And we see that Nathan tells David a parable.
就看见这个大卫的反应，第五节，请读第五节到第七节。
And we see David's reaction from verse 5 to verse 7. Then David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan,As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he had did this thing, and because he had no pity. Then Nathan said to David, You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul.
当纳丹对大卫说，你就是那人，大卫就承认自己的罪。
So when Nathan said, You are the man to David, then David admitted his sin.
第十三节到第十四节。
From verse 13 to verse 14. Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die.
我们就先读到这里。
We will read up to here.
在这个撒母耳记下，从第一章到第十章。
In the book of Samuel, from chapter 1 to 10.
可以看到这个大卫的得胜跟他的成功。
We can see pictures of David's victories and successes.
他是一个本来是一个普通的人，现在做了王了。
He was a normal person, but yet now he is king.
然后他攻 得到这个耶路撒冷做这个以色列国的首都。
And so when Jerusalem has become the capital of Israel,
他也有心为神建造一个圣殿。
He also had the heart to build a temple for the Lord.
他也打败了周围这些其他的国家的敌人。
And he had also conquered all the enemies in the surrounding nations.
这是从第一章到第十章我们看到的。
This is from chapter 1 to chapter 10.
然后我们从十一章到第二十章。
So now when we read from chapter 11 to chapter 20.
这个十章呢就讲到大卫的失败。
It talks about the failure of David.
他前面有很大的得胜。
Beforehand, he had great victory.
后面有很大的失败。
Afterwards, he had great failure.
所以这个十章跟前面的十章完全是成了一个相反的。
So the latter 10 chapters and the former 10 chapters are totally opposite.
所以后面的十章讲到大卫很大的失败。
So the latter 10 chapters talks about David's great failure.
但是我们也看到在失败中间神怎么来恢复他。
But yet we see how God restores him in the midst of his great failure.
所以从十一章开始我们刚才所读的就讲到大卫一个很大的失败。
So in chapter 11, we have read about David's very great failure.
他用了一些方法把乌利亚一个勇士给杀掉。
He has used some sort of method to kill his servant Uriah.
把乌利亚的妻子 夺过来作为自己的妻子。
And he has taken over Uriah's wife as his own wife.
这个实在是一个很大的一个罪。
This is a very great sin.
这个他就所说的呢，一个就是他杀了人，一个他奸淫。
For one thing, he had killed someone. Another thing, he had committed adultery.
这个就在十条诫命里头，他已经犯了两条了。
And so in the Ten Commandments, he had already sinned in two.
我们知道大卫在以色列国里头是一个非常值得人尊敬的一个王。
And we know that David was a very well-respected king in Israel.
神也很喜欢他。
And the Lord really loved him.
他说他是合乎他心意的人。
And he said that David was a man after his own heart.
但是为什么圣经还要把大卫所犯的罪这么详细的把它记载下来呢？
But why does God record David's failure?
这因为这个圣经啊不是人的作品。
Because the Bible is not according to the judgments of man.
如果是犹太人写历史的话，他不会把一个他们认为一个最好的王把他的失败能够这么写下来的。
Because for the Jewish people, if they were to record about such a great king, they would not record it.
有些犹太人的历史书就把大卫这段的事情就隐瞒起来，他不写的。
And in some books written by Jewish people, the failure of David was not recorded.
他们只是记载大卫成功，他大卫好的这一方面。
They only record David's victories and David's positive sides.
但是圣经是神的话。
But the Bible is God's word.
神的话就是公义的。
And God's word is righteous.
他要把这个大卫的成功很详细的记载下来。
And the Lord also clearly recorded David's victories.
但是他也不隐瞒大卫所犯的罪。
But yet he would not conceal the failures of David.
这就是说，从这地方我们可以看见，这本圣经不是人的作品，乃是神的默示。
And we see here that the Bible is not according to the judgments of man, but according to the Lord Himself.
为什么大卫有这么大的失败呢？
Why did David have such a great failure?
从第十一章一开始就所讲到的。
Starting from chapter 11.
第一点，他当这些王来跟以色列人打仗的时候，大卫自己没有出去，他就只是派约雅跟其他的人出去。
And we see that the first point that at the time when all the kings go out to battle, David himself did not go. But only his servant Joab and his other servants.
这个第一节最后说，大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。
And here it says that David was living at Jerusalem.
这个大卫住在耶路撒冷前面有个但是，这个 but 加在前面。
for the sentence, David remained at Jerusalem. There is a but that precedes the sentence.
好像这个看起来，本来他应该出去跟这个敌人打仗的。
Here, when you look at it, it seems that David should have went out to war.
他每一次跟敌人打仗，他都是亲自带着人出去的。
So that every time when he went to war, he himself would be the one to lead the war.
但是这一次他没有。
But this time he did not.
他是不是有什么重要的事情需要留在耶路撒冷来做呢？
Is it because he has some important matter that he must stay at Jerusalem?
没有。
No.
他的责任就是应该到前线去。
His responsibility was to go to the front line.
他应该带着百姓与敌人征战。
He was supposed for his own people to fight with the enemy.
但是他贪图安逸。
But yet he decided to relax.
他就觉得去打仗，有别人去做好了，我只要在耶路撒冷舒舒服服的过我的日子。
And he thought, let others do my job, and I'll just relax at home.
这就看见他体贴自己。
You can see how much he loved himself.
一个人如果他在安逸的环境当中，就很容易被仇敌留下一个机会。
A person in the comfortable circumstances is prey for the enemy.
所以在第二节我们就看到，到有一天太阳平息，大卫才起了床。
And so we see here that the sun has already set, and that was the time that David woke up.
这不像大卫平时他的这个情形。
It is not like his normal situation.
但大卫过去的话都是要祷告，很早就起来祷告的。
And in the past, David would wake up early to pray to the Lord.
他自己说，我一天要三次祷告神。
And he said, each day I will pray to the Lord three times.
一天我要七次赞美耶和华。
And I would pray to the Lord seven times.
他说我早晨要听到神的声音。
And in the morning I will hear the Lord's voice.
我要向他来诉说，我向他来赞美。
And I would like to come before him to praise him.
但是我们看见这一次的话，他睡到晚，差不多到黄昏了，他才起床。
And we see that he has slept till the very evening.
他不祷告了。
And he does not pray.
他没有警醒了。
He's not alert.
他现在放松了。
He has let go.
好像他现在当了王了。
It seems as if now that he's king.
什么事情都非常成功了。
That everything is very successful.
他就放松下来。
So that he has relaxed a bit.
这就看见他这样一放松，就给仇敌带来一个机会。
So that once he has relaxed, it has given opportunity for the enemy.
结果他起床以后做什么呢？在房顶上走来走去。
And so, once he has woken up, he was walking on the roof.
那么就看见他不应该看的东西。
So he saw what he wasn't supposed to see.
那么以后我们就看见他一步一步的就陷在罪里头。
And so we see that with each step, he got closer to sin.
我是常常想到，不管是基督徒也好，不管是还不是基督徒也好。
So when it comes to Christians or non-Christians,
这个我们周围都是有很多的试探跟引诱。
All around us there is a lot of temptations.
但是如果我们能够把门关紧的话，这些引诱跟试探就不会进来。
But if we are alert.These temptations will not come to us.
眼睛就是我们一个大门一样。
Our eyes is a very
这个门。
It's like a door.
好像这个好多引诱试探呢、啊，都是从你的眼睛进来的。
As if a lot of temptations come through our eyes.
如果你把眼睛打开，把那些不应该看的东西，你把它给接收进来。
So when you open your eyes and allow that which you are not supposed to see enter you,
那么这个就是非常危险。
Now this is very dangerous.
这些东西本来就是在我们的周围。
These things were supposed to be in our.
如果你不开这个门，
if you do not open this door,
它不会进来。
It they will not come in.
你把门一打开，
when you open the door,
那么各式各样的东西都会进来。
All sorts of things will enter through your eyes.
今天，特别是在今天的世界，
especially in today's world,
电视，
TV,
还有这些报纸、小说、这些杂志，
and also newspapers, books, magazines,
或者是 Internet,
or Internet,
很多东西都是等着机会要进到我们里面来。
A lot of things await the opportunity to enter into us.
如果我们的眼睛看我们不应该看的东西，
if our eyes see what we're not supposed to see,
那就你很难说我还能够坚强刚强，我还能够站立得住。
And if you say that I am so strong and I can stand,
这人的堕落跟失败不是一下子就来的。
A man's failure or does not come at one time.
但是慢慢的，一步一步的，越走越深，越陷越深。
But gradually, step by step, deeper and deeper.
在雅各书，在新约的雅各书第一章第十五节就说到。
In the book of James.
第一章第十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
这里怎么说呢？他说：“私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。”
Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
你看这里有三个代，三个 generation.
And you see here that there are three generations.
第一个是私欲 desire.
First is desire.
然后就变成罪，第二代了。
Then it gives birth to sin, the second generation.
然后就到死。
And then finally comes to death.
你看，他这个死，这罪不是一下子来的。
You see that death, sin doesn't just come all at one time.
就从私欲就生出罪来。
And first it's by desire to conceive sin.
然后罪既生成，就生出死来。
And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death.
所以是一步一步的。
So it is step by step.
我想大卫他起初一定没有想到自己会犯这么大的罪。
I think David never thought that he would sin in such a great way.
他想看看什么关系。
He wants to see what's the relationship? What's the importance?
就是说看一看那有什么关系呢？
What is important?
我只是看一看，我也不去做。
I just see. I'm not going to do it.
但是一看的话，下一步他就想去做。
But once he has seen the next step, he went to do it.
他是把那个女人就接过来。
He went and he took Bathsheba into his house.
哦，或者他说接过来说说话有什么关系
？And to see if he could just talk to her.
但是看见这么一来，下一步。又引到更深的罪里头去。
But that when she has come, the next step is even deeper sin.
或者他想，我就犯一次罪，以后再不犯罪了。
Maybe he thought, if I sin once, I will never sin again.
有时候我们想，我们这次错了，下次我不会错了。
Sometimes we think, I'm wrong this time. Next time I won't sin.
但是人往往是走了第一步以后，就会走第二步，就会走第三步。
But with man, when they take the first step, they'll take the second step, and then take the third one.
人的本性是败坏的。
Man has a fallen nature.
他不能够控制，完全的控制自己。
Cannot completely control himself.
所以我们看见大卫就是这样的，一步一步陷在罪里。
So we see that step by step, David deepens in sin.
然后我们在这一章实际上看到有好几个地方出现一个字，就是说差派这个字。
So in chapter 11, there is this word that
sent
comes forth. It's sent.
那第一节说，大卫又差派约雅。
Verse 1, it said that David sent Joab.
我们有看见第三节，大卫就差人去打听。
And so in verse 3, it says David sent and inquired about the woman.
第六节又说大卫差人到约雅那里。
In verse 6 says, then David sent to Joab.
在下面还有好几个 差人差派。
And so in the following, there's a lot of sent, sent.
你看这个大卫，现在说到大卫犯罪中间有一个字，这个 sent 是一个非常一个很突出的字。
And so, a very outstanding word when David sent is the word sent.
这个差派的 sent 呢，就好像他比自己啊，比众人都要高。
So, in this case, this word sent, it seems as if David was putting himself above others.
他说我现在是做了王了。
He thinks that now I am king.
这个乌利亚也好，其他的约也好，别人好，都是要受他的支配的。
It doesn't matter if it's Uriah or Joab, they're still under my command.
每个人都要为着他来服务的。
So everybody had to serve him.
他自己说我已经做了王了。
He thought, now I am king.
但是他没有想到他这个做王是为神做王。
He has never thought that being king is for the Lord.
他不是真正的王。
He is not truly a king.
真正的王是神。
The true king is God.
他不知不觉中间把自己放在一个神的地位上面。
But unknowingly, he has placed himself in God's position.
所以他就常常是差人去这样做这个，差人去做那个。
So he would send someone to do this, send someone to do something else.
当大卫在旷野的时候，
when David was in the wilderness,
他并没有这样的一个字出现过。
There was no such word.
他都是称自己，我不过是一条死狗。
And he addressed himself as a dead dog.
我是一个很卑微、很不配的人。
He is a very unworthy, a very lowly person.
但现在他成功了。
And now, when he is successful,
他做了王了。
When he has become king,
他就有他有这个一个权力了。
When he has power,
所以他就觉得自己比别人高了。
So he thinks that he is higher than others.
他就可以去伤害别人。
So he would go and hurt others.
他就可以杀人。
He could kill people.
这就是他不知不觉中间放离开了他做应该做的地位。
So unknowingly, he has left the position that he was supposed to take.
所以他就在这个事情上一错再错。
So in this situation, he sinned and sinned again.
虽然大卫达到他的目的。
So even though David had reached his goal,
他能够把这个八十八给娶过来。
And even though he could take Bathsheba as his wife,
但是第一章二十七节说，
but in the first chapter, verse 27, it says,
他说大卫所行的事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
那耶和华很不喜欢大卫所做的事情。
The Lord was really displeased with what David had done.
那我们就看见到第十二章。
Now we see in chapter 12.
大卫失败以后，
after David's failure,
他一直没有悔改认罪。
He had not come to confess his sin.
但是神是蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯的神。
The Lord is full of grace and mercy.
他看见大卫所犯的罪。
He saw the sin that David committed.
他也看见大卫一直在罪里头出不来。
He saw how David could not get out of the sin.
大卫他没有力量从罪里出来。
David had no strength to come out of the sin.
所以神就差遣先知拿单去见大卫。
So the Lord sent Nathan to talk to David.
这个第十二章的第一节就说。
So in chapter 12, verse 1.
耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫。
The Lord sent Nathan to David.
这个地方也是 sent.
This place it also says sent.
只有神的差遣才是真的，是应该的。
Only the Lord's sent is right.
只有他才有权柄来做这样的事情。
So he is sending someone to do this thing.
所以神就差遣这个拿单去见大卫。
So the Lord sent Nathan to see David.
拿单去了以后，并没有说大卫你错了，你犯罪，你做错这个，做那个。
And then Nathan did not say, David, you have sinned, and you've done this, and you've done that.
那单很有智慧。
Nathan was full of wisdom.
他讲了一个故事。
He told David a parable.
他说有两个人，一个是富人，一个是穷人。
He said there are two men, one was rich and one was poor.
一个富人他什么都有，家里的牛羊都很多。
And that the rich man had was very rich and had many flocks and herds.
但是一个那个穷人，隔壁那个穷人呢，只有什么都没有，只有一个母的小小羊羔。
But this poor man had nothing but a little ewe lamb.
这小羊羔在他家里面，好像就他的孩子一样的。
And this little ewe lamb lived in his house and was like a child to him.
所以他的女孩子很喜欢这个小小羊羔，成天跟他在一起玩。
And his children always played with the lamb.
但是有一天，这个富人要请客了。
But one day when the rich man had a guest.
他没有把自己的羊，其中一只羊杀了来款待客人。
He refused to take from his own flock to serve his guest.
他就用他的权柄把他的穷人那只羊就拿过来请客。
But he sent and he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the traveler.
当时很明显就说到大卫就是那个富人，那个乌利亚就是那个穷人。
It is very obvious that Uriah is the poor man. And David is the rich man.
大卫他还没有醒悟过。
But yet David did not awaken to his sin.
所以大卫说这个人是该死的。
So David says.This man should die.
他怎么能够这样的他不怜悯人呢？
How could he have no pity?
他这么多的羊，为什么不自己拿只羊出来呢？
So he has so many lambs. Why didn't he take one from his own fold?
为什么要把穷人仅有的那一只最他心爱的羊要把它拿过来？
Why did he take this poor man's lamb, his very beloved lamb?
他说这个人是该死的。
He said this man should die.
他应该还四倍。
He should restore fourfold.
大卫那个时候他以为自己很公义，
so David thought that he was very just.
但是纳丹对他说你就是那人。
But then Nathan said to David, you are the man.
你就是那个故事里头那个富人。
And you are in this story, the rich man.
你没有一个怜悯的心。
You do not have a merciful heart.
你自己有这么多的妻子，有那么多的财富，为什么你还要去把人杀掉，夺取他的妻子呢？
You have so many wives and you're so wealthy. Why must you take someone else's wife?
纳丹就借着这个故事来把大卫的良心给唤醒。
And so through this parable, Nathan was able to awake David's conscience.
纳丹所说的这故事就好像光一样的照在大卫的心里。
And Nathan's parable was like light shining into David's heart.
大卫没有地方可以躲藏了。
There's no way for David to escape.
他只能够在神面前顺服下来。
He can only submit before the Lord.
所以在第13节说。
So it says in verse 13.
他说我得罪神了。
I have sinned against the Lord.
我就是那个人。
I am this man.
我就是得罪了神的。
I have sinned against the Lord.
在纳丹对他讲这个故事的时候，
So when Nathan speaks this parable,
大卫是觉得纳丹所说的是对别人讲的。
David thought that Nathan was speaking to another people.
这个故事里头的人跟他是没有关系的。
He thought that this parable did not relate to him.
好像常常我们说听这个讲道也好，或者我们看书也好。
Just like when we hear a message or when we read books.
有时候我们说啊。这个弟兄所讲的，某某弟兄姊妹就这个情形，今天他应该来听。
Sometimes we think, brother or sister so and so should hear what the speaker or the book says.
可就没有想到这些事情也是跟我有关系。
Sometimes we do not think that the same matter applies to us.
大卫也是这样想的。
This is how David thinks.
他说这个故事里头那个人就不是我。
He thought that in the parable this person isn't me.
但是他正是那个人。
He is the man.
所以这个福音也是这样的。
So the gospel is the same thing.
福音常常是说到讲到人的犯的罪，人的败坏。
That's about how man has fallen and man's sin.
但是如果你还没有信主以前，比如说听到这些福音的话，觉得别人犯罪，但是我没有犯罪。
But when you have not accepted the gospel yet, you would think other people sin.
别人犯的是大罪，我犯的是一点点。
And people have sinned greatly, but I only sinned a little bit.
这点罪的话也不算罪。
And this sin is not even considered sin.
每个人都是这样的。
Everybody thinks the same way.
如果这样的话，这个光就不能够到他里头。
In this way, the light cannot shine into the heart.
什么时候是福音里头所讲的东西，这个人能够说他就是我就是这个人。
But if the gospel touches the person's heart, so he says that I am that man.
这个光就进来。
Then the light can come in.
他就看见自己的罪。
Then he can see his own sin.
所以这个福音呢，就是说叫人看见我就是那人。
So the gospel allows us to see I am that man.
如果人能够这样承认的话
，And if a person can admit,
这个神的救恩就要临到他。
Then the Lord's salvation will be upon him.
所以我们从这两章里头，我们看到大卫的失败。
So in these two chapters, we see the failure of David.
但是我们不是光看他的失败。
But we're not only going to look at his failure.
有时候我们看太多的失败，会叫我们心里头很灰心，觉得软弱。
Because sometimes when we look at too much on the failure, it will cause us to feel weak and discouraged.
神叫不但叫我们看见自己的失败，也叫我们看见神怎么来恢复我们。
The Lord not only wants us to see our weaknesses, but He also wants us to see how He is going to restore us.
这是神把这些事情记载在圣经的目的。
And this is the purpose of God in recording this passage.
神不是叫我们光看到大卫的失败。
The Lord not only wants us to see the failure of David.
神乃是叫我们看到他怎么有恩典来恢复大卫。
He also wants us to see how gracious He is in restoring David.
我们看到以后大卫认罪悔改了。
And we see that David admits his sin.
到第十二章的最后一段。
In the latter half of chapter 12.
那么他就又出去攻打这个敌人。
We see that David once again goes out to fight the enemies.
他得到了这个攻下了这个亚门人一个京城。
And he has got the royal city of Ammon.
把这大亚门王的带的冠冕给得到了。
And he even took the king's crown and put it upon himself.
这就好像他过去带着百姓去战败打败其他的敌人一样。
Just like he had done in the past, bringing his civilians with him to go.
他又是恢复他得胜的光景。
He has been restored to his victorious condition.
当一个人的神在神的面前光景对了。
So when a person's condition before the Lord is right.
他的得胜的见证就又重新的显明出来。
His victorious side will be revealed once again.
我们在撒母耳记上。没有撒母耳记下没有很多看到大卫怎么认罪悔改的过程。
In the past, we did not see a lot of David's confession of his sins.
因为撒母耳记所记载的是大卫这个外面的历史。
Because it talks about all the outward history of David.
但是在诗篇里头，就是很多记载到大卫这个里头。内心的光景。
But in Psalms, it really shows us David's inner condition.
那么对大卫，神赦免大卫这件事情。
And to how the Lord forgave David.
有两种不同的反应。
There are two different reactions.
有一种人说呢，这个大卫就是说了一句话，我得罪神了。那么那当就对他说。耶和华已经除去你的罪，你不至于死的。
And it says, when David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die.
那有人说这个大卫太过简单了，就说我得罪耶和华了，神就赦免他，那什么事情都没有。
Some of you might think, David only said, I have sinned against the Lord, and then the Lord put away his sin. Is it that simple?
那就有又有人不同的说法说。那神太过严厉了。
And some people might think the Lord is too strict.
因为下面说的这个大卫，这个虽然神赦免他，可是还叫他的孩子死了，以后家里面还发生很多很多的事情。
Because like after this, his son died, and in his family many other calamities happened.
他说神不是很爱人吗？那么他爱了以后，他赦免他罪，那就算了嘛，为什么还要这么刑罚他呢？
Doesn't the Lord love him? Why is it after he has admitted his sin, then still all these things happen to him?
所以一个就说神太过宽了，一个说神太过严了。
Some may say the Lord is too loose, and others may say the Lord is too strict.
但是我们想，是不是神太宽了呢？
But is the Lord too freely forgiving?
不是。
No.
是不是神太严格呢？
Is the Lord too strict?
也不是。
Also, no.
神也不宽，也不严。
The Lord is not too loose and not too strict.
如果我们再读到这个后面的话，
When we read in the end,
或者我们再读到诗篇的话，
If we read a psalm,
我们觉得神是在又公义又是慈爱。
You see that the Lord is not only righteous, but he's also merciful and loving.
他又是严厉。
He is strict.
但是他又是充满了爱。
But yet he is full of love.
那么神是不是太宽了呢？
Now is the Lord too loose?
因为我也常常听到有些福音朋友来问我。
Because often gospel friends come to ask.
他说你们基督徒常说你犯罪以后一认罪神就赦免了。
So after you've sinned and confessed before the Lord, then the Lord forgives.
那你们那就是太过便宜了。
Isn't that too easy?
啊，那你就可以，那你也不要紧了，你就犯罪，那么跟他说神，跟他说对神说，I'm sorry, 那就完了，那下次我再犯罪。
So when you sin and you just say to the Lord, I'm sorry, and that's it, and you sin again?
是不是？他说你们基督徒那就这么便宜啊？神对你们这么样的？
It's so easy for you. The Lord treats you this way.
但是他没有真正看到。这个基督徒犯罪以后的痛苦。
But they do not see the suffering after one has sinned.
你看到读到诗篇五十一篇的时候。
So when you read Psalm 51,
你就看到大卫在他没有认罪以前，犯罪以后那个内心的痛苦。
You see that before David has committed sin, see how he suffered.
从他犯罪到认罪，差不多有一年的时间。
From his committing of his sin to his admitting of his sin, in between there was 1 year.
在这一年当中，大卫是非常的苦的。
During this 1 year, David was suffering.
我们可以翻到诗篇第三十二篇，我们可以看一看。
So we read Psalm chapter 32.
三十二篇第三节说：“我闭口不认罪的时候。”因终日哀恨而骨头枯干。第四节说：黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
Verse 3 and 4. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
你看，在他犯罪以后，当他不认罪的时候。
So you see, when he committed a sin and did not admit his sin,
他并没有享受到罪给他带来的快乐。
He did not realize that. He did not think about how sin brought him pleasure.
在旁边的人可能看到大卫还是跟平常一样的做王处理这些事情。
People around him just thought that he was still being king and doing his daily duty.
但是他自己说，我的骨头都枯干了。
But here it says that. My bones grew old.
他觉得神的手在他身上非常的重。
He thought that the Lord's hand upon him was very heavy.
他说里头我完全干的。
And that inside he feels very dry.
本来他跟神有很好的交通。
Before he had good fellowship with the Lord.
但是一犯了罪以后。
But after he had sinned.
他不认罪。
He did not admit his sin.
好像他听不到神的声音。
As if he could not hear the Lord's voice.
他见不到神的面。
He cannot see the Lord's face.
里面得不到神的滋润。
And he cannot get the Lord's approval.
他这个真是非常的痛苦。
And this was very painful for him.
这一年。
And this year.
不是一个很短的日子。
It's not a very short time.
他会想，如果我不犯罪多好。
And he would have thought, if I had not sinned.
如果我能够把在时间再倒回来的话，我一定不会这么做。
If I had turned back time, I would not do such a thing.
他觉得罪给他带来的那点暂时的喜乐完全没有。
And the passing pleasure of sin was gone.
内心非常的痛苦。
And it was very agonizing inside his heart.
弟兄姊妹，是不是你也有这样的经历呢？
Do you have the same experience?
当你犯罪以后，
And after you have sinned,
你内心 是不是还有平安呢？
You still have peace inside your heart.
你会觉得里头觉得很痛。
You will feel very painful.
这就是基督徒的特点。
This is, the special point of being a Christian.
如果你还没有信主的话，
If you have not believed in me,
你犯罪，你里头没有什么感觉。
You will not feel anything after you have sinned.
你不会觉得很痛苦。
You will not feel it is a painful thing.
有的时候你会觉得犯罪，我还得了很大的好处一样。
And sometimes you will think, after I sin, I've gained a lot of benefits.
但是我自己的经验跟弟兄姊妹的经验这么告诉我。
But according to my experience and other brothers and sisters' experience, they tell me that.
你犯罪以后，你内心所失去的平安是最大的痛苦。
After you have sinned, the peace that you have lost is the greatest pain and suffering.
这就是基督徒跟不是基督徒的差别。
And this is the difference between Christians and non-Christians.
如果一个人说我是基督徒，
If some people say I am a Christian,
我犯了罪以后，我觉得还是很好。
And after I sin, I still feel very good.
良心上没有得到，没有什么谴责。
And my conscience does not accuse me of anything.
我一切都觉得非常的舒服。
I feel very comfortable.
那我就要怀疑说，他是不是真的有主的生命在他里头。
Then I would really question whether the Lord dwells in this person.
真正有主生命的人，
A person who truly has the life of the Lord.
他说错一句话，
He speaks one word.
他说错做错一件事情，
If he does something one thing wrong.
他的里面不平衡的感觉立刻就来了，
And the feeling of unpeacefulness will fill him.
从这里我们就可以感谢神说，我知道我是属于神。
From here, we can thank the Lord that we belong to Him.
但神也不要我们一直在罪里头。
The Lord does not want us to remain in sin.
他要恢复我。
He wants to restore us.
所以，这个我们可以看到，这个基督徒不是把犯罪当作是一个快乐的事情。
So we see that for Christians, when they sin, it is not a happy thing.
但是，犯罪是他这个不是自己愿意的。
And it's not something that he is willing.
所以我们要看到这个基督徒有这样一个特点。
And so this is a special point of being a Christian.
他不是愿意犯罪，乃是他胜不过罪。
Not that he is willing to sin, but he cannot overcome sin.
只要人能够愿意认罪，神就会赦免他。
But only when man is willing to admit his sin, the Lord will forgive.
他这个认罪是真心的认罪。
And this confession of his sin.Is a true confession.
所以我们看到在诗篇五十一篇就说，
So we see it in Psalm 51.
讲到大卫怎么在神面前认罪。
See how David confesses sin before the Lord.
他就说，第四节说，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
It says, against you, you only have I sinned.
他知道他的犯罪不但是得罪了别人，更重要的，他得罪了神。
He realizes that not only did he sin against other people, but the most important thing was he sinned against the Lord.
第五节，他认识到自己本性的败坏。
And in verse 5, he recognizes his own fallen nature.
他说我是在罪里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
He says, and in sin my mother conceived me.
我不是因为是犯了罪才成为罪人。
It's not that when we commit a sin, then we are a sinner.
往往有时候我们想，因为你犯罪了，所以成为罪了。
So many times we think that when you commit sin, then you are a sinner.
但是大卫说不是的，乃是因为我是罪人，我犯了罪。
But this is not how David sees it. He sees that because I was already a sinner, so that's why I sinned.
所以他在这里祷告神说：“求你在第九节说，求你颜面不看我的罪。”
So in verse 9 it says, "Hide your face from my sins."And blot out all my iniquity.
在第十节说，神啊，求你为我造一个清洁的心。
And in verse 10 it says, Create in me a clean heart, O God.
在第十二节说，求你仍使我得救恩的乐。
And in verse 12 it says, Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
在第十四节说，
In verse 14,
神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪。
And it says, The Lord is his deliverance. O God, the God of my salvation.
第十七节说
Verse 17.
他神要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Says that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
所以大卫在神面前好好的认罪。
So David has fully confessed his sin.
他真心的认罪。
He has truly confessed his sin.
神就赦免。
And the Lord forgave him.
这个诗篇不是他写下来，放在自己的日记里头，别人就看不到了。
This is a psalm that he wrote in his own diary that others did not see.
他乃是写在这里，当时的人看到了，今天我们的人也都看到了。
He wrote that psalm so that the people during his time saw it, and also today we see.
他乃是把具体的罪认罪在神的面前。
He's even recorded his confession of his sin before the Lord.
比如说我们犯了罪以后，我们跟神认罪，好像是也没有什么祷告，就是我们心里想说，神啊，那我错了，我错了。
Sometimes when we sin, we just tell the Lord, "Oh, I've sinned," that we have not prayed before.
但大卫就在神面前有这样一个认罪的祷告。
But David had confession of sin in a prayer to the Lord.
他真正的在神面前悔改。
He has truly changed and repented.
所以神就赦免。
So that the Lord had mercy upon him.
因为神的话说，神是圣洁的，是公义的。
It said that the Lord's judgments are righteous.
如果人认自己的罪，神必定要赦免他的罪，洗净他的罪。
And that if someone confesses their sin, then the Lord is righteous and will wash away all their sins.
那第二个是不是神太严格了呢？
And the second point is the Lord too strict?
从表面上看起来是很严格。
On the surface, it seems yes, the Lord is very strict.
好像神就刑罚他。
It seems as if the Lord was punishing him.
但是圣经也告诉我们。
But yet the Bible also says.
这个不单单是一个刑罚，更重要的就是神的管教。
This is not only discipline, but also God's chastening.
他就是要叫大卫能够从这里面能够真正认识到自己的软弱跟败坏。
To allow David to really see his failure and his weakness.
所以这个管教就 discipline， 这是一个每个基督徒都要经过的。
So discipline is something that each Christian has to go through.
在希伯来书也告诉我们，神所爱的他必管教。
Just in the book of Hebrews.Those that the Lord loves, He must discipline.
因为这样的话，才能够医治我们被盗犯罪的这样的病。
So this is the only way for the Lord to heal the iniquities of our sins.
我记得我们小的时候在学校里头，如果你不听话的话，老师会拿一个尺子打你的手。
So when I was in school, when people did not obey, the teacher would take a ruler to hit your hand.
他不会打你别的地方。
Will not hit you anywhere else.
有时候呢，叫你站在这个教室的角落的地方站着。
Or sometimes tells you to stand in the corner.
现在可能加拿大学校就不会这样的了。
But perhaps now in Canada, the schools have changed.
当你被老师打过一次以后，每次你要想做坏事的时候，你会想起来老师还会不会打我。
Once you have been hit by the teacher, next time you think of doing something bad, you will think whether he will hit you.She will hit you or not.
如果一个老师就是说这个学生在课堂里头也不听话，说算了，你下次不要就算了。如果每回都这样的话，我看这个学校这个教室里头就非常乱了。
If the student continues to talk in class and the teacher does not discipline them, then there will be no rules in the church and in the school.
神对待我们也是要这样。
The Lord treats us the same way.
就是为了叫我们不会再犯罪。
So to teach us not to sin again.
叫我们可以少犯罪。
So that we would sin less.
而且神这样的管教是出于他的爱。
And the Lord chastens because of his love.
如果他不爱的。
If he does not love.
如果跟他没有什么关系的。
If there is no relationship to him.
可能他神就任凭他们要怎么做就怎么做。
The Lord would let them do whatever they wish.
这个并不是。这个他这个人最好的结果。
this is not the best ending for the person.
因为我们知道最后神总是要审判。
Because we know that finally the Lord will judge.
我们愿意在今生的时候，我们犯了罪，我们得到神的管教。
So that in this life when we sin, we get the Lord's discipline.
我们不愿意到这个基督的审判台前再受到他的责备。
We do not want to come before His judgment seat to receive His judgment.
神愿意管教我们，神愿意恢复我们。
The Lord is willing to discipline us. He is also willing to restore us.
借着他的管教，叫我们能够回到我们本来的地位。
His discipline is to bring us back to the original position.
所以我常想到，大卫是合乎神心意的人。
So sometimes I think David is a man of God's own heart.
他是有很多优点。
He has many good qualities.
他能够体恤人。
He's able to
to
love others.
去遵循神的旨意。
To follow God's will.
听神的话。
To hear His word.
忍受各样的苦难。
To endure many sufferings.
但是他犯罪以后，能够这样的真心认罪，可以看到他真是合乎神心意。
But after he has sinned, and then he can so truly repent before the Lord, we can see he is truly a man after God's own heart.
合乎神的心意，并不是说他不会犯罪。
A man after God's own heart does not mean that he will not sin.
但是犯罪以后，他能够及时的回来，真心的悔改。
But after he has sinned, he would come to before the Lord to truly repent.
这就是大卫的故事给我们所看到
的。This is what the story of David tells us.
还有我们青年的弟兄姊妹。
And he has young brothers and sisters.
我们把大卫的失败作为一个借鉴。
May we see David's failure as a testimony.
我们也看见大卫的被神恢复，也是我们在神面前是有希望的。
May we see how David's restoration by the Lord allows us to have hope.
我们愿意再把自己交托给神。
We are willing to give ourselves to Him.
求神保守我们。
The Lord will keep us.
我们低头祷告。
May we pray.
主，我们承认我们自己有很多的败坏和软弱。
Lord, we admit that we have a lot of sin and weakness.
我们跟大卫一样，也是有很多方面的软弱。
Like David, we have many weaknesses.
我们知道我们是一个罪人，但是你恩典临到我们。
We know that we are sinners, but yet your grace has come upon us.
我们没有什么好处能够叫你这样的爱我们。
We have no good quality that you would love us.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
你满有恩典，满有怜悯。
You're full of grace and you're full of mercy.
当我们失败的时候，你就来恢复。
That when we fail, you come to restore us.
求你的光常常照在我们里面。
May your light constantly shine within us.
让我们能够行在光中，不会行在黑暗里。
That we will walk in the light and not in the darkness.
让我们也能像大卫一样，做一个合乎你心意的人。
That like David, we can be a man after your own heart.
求主天天保守我们。
May the Lord keep us daily.
赐给我们力量，叫我们能够走你的道路。
Give us strength that we may run this road.
一生讨你的喜悦。
All of our lives to please you.
求主听我们在你面前的祷告。
Lord, may you hear our prayer.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.